In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mary, mirror of justice and mother of mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's readings, we hear a good synopsis of what Lent needs to make us reflect on and bring about in our hearts and in our lives. In the first reading from the prophet Daniel, we heard basically a confession, the confession of infidelity of God's people, how an acknowledgement of having broken the covenant that has been established with God, and a recognition of God's mercy. And all of this is the precursor to asking for forgiveness. And so it's the fruit of an examination of conscience, one could say, of the collective conscience of Israel. And the prophet is addressing God with this confession and recognition, you know, of our Lord, the justice and mercy of our Lord. And in the Gospel from St. Luke, we heard once again a reminder of our vocation to identify with the love of God the Father, the merciful love of the Father. And our covenant with him to be his people, to obey his commands. And this is a command from our Lord Jesus Christ to be like his Father. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And then our Lord goes on and gives us some specifics of how this identification with God the Father will come about in our lives, sort of a blueprint for what we need to do. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. These are, we could say, simply a reflection of God's justice. You know, give to each what is his due, and what will be our due is a reflection of what we live in our life. We earn we earn our recompense or retribution. St. Paul said as much. Whatever a man shall sow, that also shall he reap. And this is also a reflection of what we heard just a few days ago in the commandment that is often referred to as the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So this is an enactment of mercy and justice. We all hope to receive God's mercy, and we want others to treat us with mercy. You know, implicit in that expression, that desire, is a recognition of our own sinfulness. We know we're sinners, and we know we need mercy. We hope others will extend to us that mercy, not because we necessarily deserve it, but because without that, we're lost. So what our Lord is telling us in this gospel is really a secret to bringing about a conversion that will not only be personal, but necessarily will manifest in a conversion of society. We're caught up, mankind, because we've become separated from God. We're caught up in a vicious cycle of hatred and violence. And the only way to bring about a change is to begin to put into practice God's merciful love in our own lives and extend that merciful love as instruments of divine love to then break through the hardened hearts of our neighbors. And, you know, this obviously is prefaced on a conversion of our own heart. It's something that we have to work at constantly. And in seeking to put into practice these commandments, stop judging, stop condemning, forgive, in putting that into practice, our heart will be converted and our relationship with others will be rectified. And in rectifying our relationship with others, there will be a ripple effect, and peace can come back into the social order. It's very easy to see this and acknowledge and feel it in our hearts from the tranquility of the chapel. It's much harder when we step outside and have to come face to face with, you know, the hard and cold reality of a world that is very, very far from God, very wounded, that carries that woundedness around and guards it, you know, in a shell of a heart that is afraid to open up and love and be loved. So our Lord wants us to take that first step and to put into practice this kind of love. And as I say, it's not easy. And many times we'll be met perhaps even with rejection or incomprehension, even sometimes from among our own. A case in point, the kind of action that is going on right now, which is motivated by love, which is motivated by merciful love and a desire to bring about reconciliation. I'm referring to the 40 Days for Life campaign that's going on. It's really, if anybody knows of, I think it's Rachel's Vineyard and Silent No More, these programs that are fruit of, you know, suffering on the part of women who've been through abortion, who've chosen abortion and then been so wounded by that that action, that sin, and now are recovering, seeking to be reconciled with God and to help others become reconciled. That's not a hateful or vengeful movement at all. It's a movement of reconciliation, of seeking God's mercy and extending it to society. But sometimes even that is not understood, and people only think that that it's a protest and a you know petition to criminalize this sin. Now, if legislators recognize, you know, the human rights of all, including the unborn, and wish to have a law that reflects justice, then you cannot sanction a sin. You cannot sanction a crime that takes the life of an innocent person. So it's not a criminalization so much as a recognition that, yes, this is evil. But that's not the objective of the 40 Days for Life movement. It's really a reaching out to those who are tempted, to those who have already been wounded, and helping bring about a reconciliation, and certainly seek out ways to help people who are in situations of temptation. In any case, we have to seek to really identify with God, to recognize that this is the covenant. This is what our Lord is asking. Be merciful. Stop judging, stop condemning, forgive. And we have to put that into practice, and it's something that will take work, take lots of reflection and conversion on our parts, and in so doing, we will become purified, which is the object of Lent, and reconciled with God and capable of being instruments of God's peace and mercy with all. Our Lady has the title Mirror of Justice, and she gives God everything, and that's what we hope to do, what we aim to do with her help, with her intercession, she who is also the Mother of Mercy and obtains for us mercy so that we can then practice that with our brothers and sisters. May she help us make this time of conversion fruitful. Praise be Jesus and Mary.